In this passage, there's this quote in verse 19, the Lord knows those who are his. Everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Those quotes are from Numbers 16, where Korah and Dathan are in rebellion against Moses and Aaron, and they're standing up, and they're really false teachers. They're trying to lead people astray, and they had been associated with idolatry and all those kinds of things. And God opens up the earth and swallows them in judgment. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting in this passage, and Paul's familiar with it, Timothy's familiar with it, they know it upside down. So when they quote from it, whenever you see those quotation marks and you see, oh, look, there's like a reference in my, oh, this is from number 16. Go back and read it in its context. Yeah. So you see the Word of God as they were alluding to it, and you find that it wasn't just Korah and Dathan who were swallowed by the earth, it was everyone who was hanging around with the false leaders. Mm-hmm. In other words, here Paul is saying, back off, disassociate yourself, don't hang around with this kind of false teaching, because if you do, it's going to bring catastrophe to your own life. You're going to go down with the false teachers in judgment.